in their childhood, enrolled in the snow. This is the way things came about. All these things were all over the Navajo reservation. In these days, people never catch cold. They had to toughen up themselves. But food was kind of scarce these days. Mostly herbs, herb food. So, as a man would say, that you have to work very hard to get a better food. Most of these days they used to eat nothing but meat of all kinds. Buffalo meat, deer meat, mountain sheep, mountain goats, bears. They have tried all kinds of food. So, as a man would say, that he had done mostly everything for his people, I think he is right. Because nowadays we have to work pretty hard to be tough. So, this is what life it is in Navajo ways. It's something like a game. You get used to it. You'll never forget getting up early in the morning. You can be an early bird. So, I think it is the best way of doing things. After later on, when some of the children start to be going to school, they have had a different kind of life, which they call a soft life. And their skin don't get so tough as the one that are back home at the Navajo Reservation. These has all came about. Finally, we are getting out of it today. Most of our young generation don't want to roll in the snow. They say that they will catch cold. And the doctor says the same thing, you catch cold. Even running, they say when you get wet, you catch cold. So we just have to leave it up to our grandma. And now we ought to teach some of our young generation back the way we used to, and see how they come out. Maybe they can work themselves out to be a better man or a tough man. Mostly exercise is the only thing that a man can do to work himself around so that he can be tough and live long. I don't know which is the best way of living. Live in a warm place or work outside. But the Navajo people thinks that the best way of living is work outside and have better exercise. Some of them says that best way of living is live inside in a warm place and don't do certain thing. It's what white fella says. But in an Indian way he says, work around, do a lot of exercise. I'd like to tell you about another little story which I think is a best way of doing too. The earliest days, I used to herd sheep. While I was herding sheep, I have done a lot of different exercise in my life. I used to run and jump across big arroyos. I used to swim in some lakes or a little river. Swimming is a very good exercise. During the time of my days, we used to live near the San Juan River on the other side of, on the north side of Tuba City, way up and close to in Utah. In that canyon, we used to wander around along the river. And then finally, I used to swim across the river. First, I never don't even know how to swim. Finally, I go underwater and then on top. I used to do all kinds of ways of swimming. Finally, I had built myself up to where I was pretty strong. And at the same time, I used to fight wild horses. Horses that are broncos. This is the way I grew up. And that is another exercise. There are all kinds of ways to learn how to be strong. But one thing I didn't get a chance to do is I never went to school. That is one big problem that I'm very sorry that I didn't take up. But like I say, I'm getting old now, so I'll let that go and try to tell you what I know about times. In the earliest days, people used to, most of my grandchildren are all educated. So that's why I'm glad that we haven't lost anything in our family. Education was the best thing to be known. Education is good for our young generation today because we are now mixed with white people and other tribes. So, as a man would say that education is a very nice thing to have. I'd like to tell you about a little of my own self, how I started out. During the time of my young boyhood, I found out myself that I was about 12 years of age. During this time, I was herding sheep most of the time. I used to go around and herd sheep. And sometime I used to ride him around like a horse. I thought sheep was good to ride. I kept this up until I was around 14 years of age. I realized that horses were better to ride. There were not very many horses in these days too. Just very little known. Just gradually coming in. The last time we was living around what they call Husky Butte. It is a little mesa. While I was living there, one day, my father says that I'm going out hunting. I didn't even know nothing about hunting these days. So, I made up my mind to ask my father to go with him. So, I asked my father if I could go along. These days, people had guns. They don't hunt with arrows these days. Gun was already known to kill with. So, he says that I don't think you could go out hunting because that you are very young yet. So I told him I don't think I am too young. I can start out as of my age. I'll find out for myself if you let me go alone. So I think he decided to let me go alone. So from there on, my father was ready for a hunt. I sure was happy to go along because I never had seen a deer or an ambush. In these days, there were not very many buffalo. Buffalo was the only place it was found is around Oklahoma area. So, deers and antelopes and mountain sheep and mountain goats was the only one that were around near this area. We was then living near Nas Chitty. Nas Chitty is north of Tohatchee School. Nas Chitty is a place called a badger. I think there is a little story about that place.